Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
All right, Matt Schick, ESPN.
Kind of hungry for a snack. How about some cheese nips?
Matt Schick, ESPN.
You go shirtless, that baby will latch. This game better have an STD from this guy.
Matt Schick, ESPN.
Oh, yeah. This is a sporting event. Did he just say onions?
Happy Friday, Matt.
You talking about whether or not you want to go north of Ecuador?
But who's this?
I am a huge Lubbock guy.
All right, it's going to sound like he's in studio, but he's actually in his underwear in his house, and his name is Matt Schick. Schick, did I describe your attire appropriately?
Underwear is a little generous.
But nevertheless.
But we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
It's good to just sound like I'm just with you. I just can't see you. But other than that, I mean, it's just like old days.
Listen to you. Hey, I got to tell you, I'm sure you might have been listening in. Do you want me to bring in the conversation that I've been having about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's Skyhook and my top five players in the world? You have strong thoughts on Skyhooks that you want to dive into?
Yeah, I really do. It's something that I think is a lost art and one that should be brought back. And whenever I watch the NBA, I think, you know what? Kawhi Leonard's good, but haven't seen a Skyhook yet, so get back to me. Get some, as Jim Calhoun would say, get a Skyhook and come back and see me.
Get a Skyhook and come back. Was that from the rant when he was talking about like giving back? It's like, not a dime.
Not one cent. Not 1 cent.
Not a dime. That accent, like, what is that accent? That is that's accent casserole. There's like Chicago, Boston, that's Irish.
That's Braintree, Mass.
I mean, man, not a dime. I can't say anything past not a dime. Not a dime.
Not a dime back. My best advice to you, shut up. Like that was Jim Calhoun.
What a
he was
great
really
presser.
A soft, tender-hearted.
He really was, you know.
He still is.
He played on giving back. Not a dime. Not a dime. Not a dime. Hey, I saw what was it? Porter graduated preschool. Is that who had the cap and gown on?
Yeah. There was a preschool event last night, and
I loved it. I loved it so much. Man, he didn't take his time when they called his name to walk across stage. It was like, hey man, like bask in the moment a little bit, bro. Don't have to walk so fast.
No, he was. There were some kids that sprinted to get that to pull. I'm like, geez, talk about senioritis, am I right? He went across that stage. They gave him the diploma. He walks up, and you're supposed to walk up center stage and pause for pictures. Well, he just went right to the line where everyone was already gathered, and they announced, and he was all excited because he said, you know, you're supposed to tell the teacher the week of or the week before, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? Because when they introduce you, they will tell the crowd okay. What you want to be. So you had, like, this is Jacob. He would like to be a dinosaur when he grows up. I'm like, this is Marissa. She'd like to be a cat when she grows. I'm like, oh my gosh. God bless these parents.
Yes.
I hope the dream does not come true unless she's in a musical. Am I right?
What does he want to be?
He said he wanted to be on TV like Dad.
Oh, melt your heart.
So they got to it, though, and they said, this is Porter Schick. He would like to be on ESPN when he grows up. And everyone's like, whoa. And I'm like, over my dead body. No. He gets to the front and they announce it. I was like, oh, that's awesome. But as they're announcing it, he's covering his ears because he was so embarrassed. He didn't want to hear them say it. I was like, we got this picture of him with his diploma covering his ears.
Oh, my God. I hope you guys can remember. You need to write down because that strikes me as something in like 25 years. It's like, why would he have been covering his ears? You almost need to make sure you write down that you remember why. That's hilarious.
I'll call him like, hey Porter, it's Dad. Hey, remember back in the day, sorry to bug you, remember back in the day you covered your ears when they said you wanted to be on ESPN? Why'd you do that?
What was going through your head,
Dad? I've got 7 appointments today. I don't have time for this.
Sorry, Dr. Schick. Sorry.
Sorry. He's in a meeting right now. You want me to write down that your message is, okay, preschool, why he covered his ears? He'll know what it means. Just trust me. He'll know what it means. Pass that along.
Sorry, okay. He's got a court hearing. At the
he's in club. Surgery right now. He's not going to be able to talk.
All right,
to you.
So you want to know why he covered his ears when they said he wanted to be on TV? All right, me or one of his six secretaries will be right back.
I always feel like when you're little, you want to be a ninja. Did anybody want to be a ninja?
No
like
one
that's
wanted
a profession
ninja.
That is always highly touted when you're four.
Yeah, and it's underfilled, really.
It really is. There's a big need for ninjas in the world.
It really is. Whatever happened to ninjas?
What exactly is a ninja's just light on its feet and good at, like, not making a noise or, like...
Yeah, and wearing skin-tight clothing. I think what happened was that the tone of the night was really set when the first guy got up there. I don't know what his name was. This is Brian, and he'd like to be a pirate when he grows up. And I was like, okay, here we go, buckle up. And then you had some ballerinas.
Of course.
Cohen, when he got up there, and I remember it, it would have been 3 years ago. He got up there and said, this is Cohen. He'd like to be a pastor when he grows up. I was like,
wow.
All right. And he was the only one. And so every year we go back because every year we seem like you have a kid.
I was going to say, gosh, you guys, like another Schick, another graduation.
Yeah. The Schick family, your normal seats in row two. Like, but every year we go back and at the end of every one, we go, oh, no pastor this year, no pastor this year. It's all really
down.
Falling on your shoulders, Cohen.
It's Cohen, you better, you got a lot to live up to, all right? You got a lot to live up to, my man. You set the bar pretty high for yourself.
Right. I think Tate was a ballerina. I was like, all right, that's not going to pay any bills.
Well, she looks like she might be like the starting shortstop for the New York Yankees, the way she's out there doing a dang.
She's doing some things right now, although she had to miss the game last night for, most kids miss playoff games for their brother's preseason. School graduation. That's kind of, that's a Major League Baseball story.
Then let's go to Ken Rosenthal with more on Tate Schick status. Guys, I'm told that Tatum Schick is not available tonight. Got a preschool graduation. Obviously, family's very important to her. Back to you guys in the booth. Like, All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very
all
much.
All right, Ken. Thank you very much. It's always the Cougler.
All right,
speaking
Matt,
of Cougs, 5-1 Nebraska.
Yeah,
here.
How about that,
How about that? Top of the fourth. And
this game's moving at a snail's pace, my friend.
I tell you something. It really tells you something when in Major League Baseball you have to have a stretch for the fans. I mean, doesn't it tell you something? All right, everyone, we know you've been sitting a long time. This game's kind of dragging. Why don't you stretch those legs, you millennials? All right,
perfect. Everybody stand up, stretch around out. What was it, what was the beginning of the seventh inning stretch? Like, do we know the origin of that?
What am I?
Let me tell you, is this Tim's voice? I don't know why this isn't Tim Kirkchen's voice.
No, that's Ken Wagamon. Tim's voice is like... Nick, the Royals are really good.
Oh, that is Kirkchen right there.
Let me see. Seventh inning stretch.
Get your Google game right. Why?
I mean, you got
my
a computer,
ask,
too.
Why?
Stop it.
Why are we stretching?
Alrighty, so I got this.
Oh, George.
Oh, wow.
Shouts out to George. Shouts out to George.
I guess it stretches back to, see what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
1910. All right, I can read too, George. 1910.
Yep, 1910.
William Howard Taft, George. I can read too, George.
Hey, William Howard Taft's involved?
Yeah, I guess he needed a stretch in the seventh inning, so he stood up and stretched his legs.
You're kidding me.
Yep.
And that became that really? Wow.
That's a popular story. I mean, it might not be.
It might not be. There's not be
true. It may or may not be true.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, if it's on the internet, it's true. I just believe everything I hear and read. That's pretty much what it is. Was it Porter that called snacks knacks?
No, Beckett does that right now. I want a knock.
Oh, I don't know why. Like, in my mind, you told me one story about one of them calling it a knock or a knack. And, like, in my mind, when I get a snack, I'm like, yeah, I want a knack.
Well, best is when you just take them literally. So I knock on a door, like, go ahead. Oh, go ahead. And he gets so angry.
No, a knock.
Come on, Dad. That's not what I meant. No. All right? Quit messing around. The best is the words that kids just can't even begin. For some reason, Mava, if she had to say popsicle, for $1 billion, it's a poscable.
Yes,
I want a poscable. I'm like, a poscable? Huh?
Great. It's great. Oh, and they want it all the time, so they say it all the time. Beckett's, he can't say the SC put together for a word.
Yeah.
He can't say it or S and a hard K or something, a hard K sound. So when he says, he said the other day, like, I get a curl. I'm like, what'd you do? I get a curl. I'm like, what did you kill? What did you do?
I killed a girl, Dad.
No, I scared a squirrel. So once he says that once, we got that down. Like, I get a girl.
I'm my God, that's pretty good.
All
right. Look, maybe the other day was cheap. She also can't say umbrella. It's umwella.
Yeah.
We just all of a sudden a W jumps in there for the B in the R, and it's umwella. It's not even close.
Used to be, I think we had like a lella, and then elephant was esophant. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like,
an esophant?
You know, we got junior college kids here.
Preschool is going to be the best, highest education they're going to get based on what we're seeing here. What word do you have to spell? Because that's one thing about parenting. You learn how to spell in front of the kids, too. Like, are we going to give them the I-C-E-C-R-E-A-M?
Yeah.
Are we
going to do it? Once you get an 8-year-old, those days are over. There's no spelling. I mean, you got to check the room. You got to read the room before you start spelling. All right, Tate's here. All right, forget it. Then you start doing the blinking, you know, the Morse code back.
Oh, man. They get to where they know. Like, I can't even open the freezer without Mava screaming Posca Bowl or ice cream. Or she calls it her prize. Is you getting my prize? Oh, I'm like, yeah, right. Good golly.
I got a prize for you.
I got you a prize.
It's called having a present dad. That's a prize for you. There's nothing more deflating, though, that crushes your ego when Kelly was gone today. She had some work to do at the preschool for the final day of the year. And so I've been home with the two youngest ones all morning. And then around noon, 12:30, I go into the garage to get some. That's the door she always uses. And I come back in, and they are at the door, like, and it's me. And they have never been so disappointed. The door from the garage into the house is like code for mom's home.
Right.
Or someone's home that hasn't been home.
Right. That's just the garage. When the garage door kicks on, Mava thinks, the possibilities of who's going to come into her house are endless, and it's like, let's think about this here, Maeve. We got only people. Oh, it's probably going to be me. It's probably going to be mom. All right, you got two options.
One of the biggest issues is when there's a knock on the front door. Kids all sprint to it. It doesn't matter the time of night. It could be 3 a.m. Knock on the door. Oh, okay. Like,
that doesn't do much for if you're trying to hide from someone who's ever at the door. You're like, get down. What are you doing?
Yes.
Away from there.
Witnesses.
This is not good.
These are the people who drive me to switch religions. You'll have to go up here. Get out of your couch. Try to get me to switch.
I think I like esophant more than elephant. Can I just?
Esophant. I think we could switch it. I think we could switch.
Sign to start a petition for officially changing that. That'd be fantastic. Who did anyone? Was there a commencement speech given by like Bugs Bunny or something like that? Or like who gives a commencement speech at a preschool graduation? And what's like the advice?
Like 4-year-old valedictorian.
Fill your diapers with hope and prosperity for the rest of your lives. When you fill your diaper, don't make it just pee. Make it more than pee. What was it, Matt?
That's good. When you go out and take on the world, make sure you're wearing both socks and shoes. Make sure you finish the job. Like when you not only put your clothes in the hamper, but you turn them right side out. Pockets empty. No, there's no commencement speech.
No commencement speech. I want
that. They had three really good. It's a church preschool, Christian preschool. So they had three great songs in the beginning. God and love and fun stuff. It was really good. It was fun, and it doesn't drag on. You know, it took like 35 minutes. I'm like, this is what college graduation should be.
I know. Let's move it here, right? Come on now. Let's go. Let's go. All I know is it was like maybe the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how I missed the other ones that apparently you got a standing spot at this preschool graduation. I don't know how I missed those other ones.
Yeah,
bless,
you get VIP parking when you have multiple kids.
Sheesh. They're going to name a building block area after the Schick. It's the Schick building block. Yes. Shout out to the Schick family. Yes.
Look at this. This is our collection of Matt Schick puzzles brought to you.
Lego area.
This is the Schick beanie chair area. Bean bag. The thing about it is when you don't have kids or when you're single, whatever it might be, you think about preschool graduation or trophies for just playing. You're like, what a stupid thing that is. Like, that is absurd. Like, oh, great, you finished last in that swim event. Congratulations. Here's your ribbon. Are we really doing this in this entitlement society? And then you have kids. You're like, oh, my goodness, this preschool graduation
is the greatest
amazing thing
ever.
We should have seven of these, you know. Oh, we have because we have that many kids. Oh, look, we finished last in the swim race. Here's your ribbon. That's awesome, Cohen, that you got that ribbon.
No, you're so right, though. Because I bet I couldn't imagine the hilarity and the fulfillment it would be to watch like your kid. It's great. You know, it's all fun. Yeah. I mean, everybody relax.
And,
you know?
Yeah, and I can step back from it and go, it's really silly.
Well, of
like cap and gowns,
yeah,
like preschool.
But it's hilarious.
No one's taking this seriously. Okay?
Right.
But it's fun. It's a pic. Life is full of photo ops.
That's
all
it
is.
Yeah, you
That's
do things. What's going to cause a good photo? Let's do that.
That's
right?
Exactly.
That's
it.
Why
That's
Halloween was created. Let's be honest. Google that, George. Why?
That was President Tyler.
It was FDR said, we need more pictures. No, that's JFK. I got to do it here. Ask not what you can do for your pictures, but what your pictures can do for you.
Vote Quimby.
Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it. Why? Hey, what is it about? I wrote this down. What is it? You know, I think I know because I think you're a guy. You're just like what I love about you is you guys are just, you know, the old fashioned family that is just great. But what is it about baseball? Because baseball is not your favorite sport, is it? Like, but what is it about? Like, clearly you've like your kids, like, were you like, I need to get them into baseball? What was it about like baseball that because kiddos are loving it, man?
Well, so here's a couple things on it. One is, it's not soccer, so that's the first.
Okay, all right, let me write that down. Not soccer, got it.
Things actually happen in baseball if you play your cards right. I hate to say this, I was raised on a baseball diamond.
Look at you.
You know, growing up. It was the first sport my dad got me in. You know, I dabbled with some basketball. I never really wanted to play football. You'd be shocked to know I was not a football So I didn't want to do that.
Not a big physical contact guy.
Yeah, I like physical contact.
I hated it too. I'm not gonna lie. That's why I played quarterback. Give me a pink jersey. I don't care.
Exactly.
You hit me.
Oh, great!
I'm
just 10 days a year instead of 30 days a year. Cool. Give me the pink jersey.
Give it to me.
Or green, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it is. There's something about baseball, right? Like, I can't sit and watch a baseball game, but when your kid is playing,
I could see that.
It's compelling. And here's the other thing. Unlike football, where your kid, you know, might be a part of a play, but, you know, unless he's touching the ball, he's not really getting the showcase, right? Your kid, three or four times a day, a game, is going to be at bat.
True.
All right.
True.
So you've got that opportunity. And unlike basketball for kids, this is outside, so the parents feel like they're doing something.
Isn't that true? I mean, just being outside, you like, I'm sure you guys come home from the game and you're like, boy, are we productive people.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if we went from inside the house to an indoor gym or facility, it might feel a little like, okay, well, we just went from this air-conditioned place to this air-conditioned
and
place.
And it's loud in the gym, and there's squeaky shoes,
exactly.
And it's just,
and it's sweaty. You know, baseball
right.
smells good.
Yeah,
baseball
does.
Smells
there
good.
There is a nostalgia, even, like, there is a nostalgia to baseball. Like, I mean, I will say I loved playing baseball growing up. Like, who didn't love getting with, like, playing home run derby, playing cat, like, all that stuff. I mean, it was so much fun.
Yes, all you need is a ball and a bat and just a bunch of friends.
And
no,
you're
hopefully
good to
18
go.
Of them.
Yeah. Real quick, before we take our first Kit Kat here, I would think, is Cohen old enough to watch Sandlot? Sandlot's not like bad.
Yes,
in fact,
they just watched it. They've seen it a couple times, but I think they watched it for the first time maybe a month ago, and they've been quoting it. And the thing about kids is when they watch something, they will immediately, after the movie is over, reenact things, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as Sandlot ends, even Tate's going outside. I couldn't get her to play catch with me to practice, but Dad, you want to play catch? You want to do this? I'm like, okay, great. So that's, you know, I posted a video about us playing catch. That was like almost after they watched, right after they watched Sandlot. Now that's a problem when they're watching things like Star Wars. Oh, here come the lightsabers.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm
like,
gonna punch you. And all, right.
Oh, it's
right.
The Greatest Showman. I love that movie, but okay, here come the acrobats. You know, here's. here's the ringleader, and here's all the dancing. All right, yep, we'll watch your number. Okay, this is good. So it's you can always tell what movie my kids have just watched by what they're doing.
That's too funny. Yeah. I love it. Sandlot is just...
That's great.
It's hard for me. I mean this. It's like there's a chance that if I really put my 10 best movies of all time, favorite movie of all time, like The Sandlot wouldn't be in there. I mean, come on. How do you not like The Sandlot?
I mean, it's got the voiceover.
It's just the scene where they're playing baseball at the 4th of July with the fireworks and all that stuff. It just is like, man, it doesn't get much more nostalgic and American than this right now.
America's pastime.
It is.
Does that mean I would want my son to be a Major League Baseball player? Heck no, because the season's way too long.
Literally, how many games I got to go to?
Yeah. 2.5 months.
Right.
I can do that. I can't do 6.
I can handle that. All right. Well, here's the thing. Schick's in, we think he's in his underwear. We cannot confirm or deny any of that. We come back. You know, I want to ask Schicky about alcohol in Memorial Stadium. Bill Moose, he said he's open to it.
Bill Moose has a lot of things.
He's not holding back. Me likey that for a guy that's hosting a show in Nebraska in May, you know? Someone just get quotes from that guy every day. It feels like it's a new quote from Bill Moose, which I love. All right,
Moose on the mic should be a weekly deal.
Yeah, you're onto something. All right, segment number 2 is Schicky.
I have absolutely